world is a van.
Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, I'm David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, because we talk wrestling. If you're listening live, and why would you be, the phone number here is 319-527-6742. You can follow us on Twitter at Because Wrestling 1. And I'll have to clean that up. I just wrote it wrong in the description. And you can email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. Well, it's been an exciting week of wrestling, I would have to say, going on. Let's start with the first thing. Now that we don't have wrestling on the same night, Wednesday, for the exciting Wednesday Night Wars, which people dub because they think it can be like, well, the original Monday Night Wars. The ratings are up for both. Last week, NXT, yeah, that brand, had 800,000 viewers. This Tuesday, they had 841,000 viewers. Last Wednesday, AEW had 1.2 million, which means if you combine the last two ratings of both, they would be beating Raw and SmackDown. Interesting. So basically, they were affecting each other's ratings. Now, it wasn't AWA's fault. They had clicked that night. It was NXT's fault from coming over. It is so much nicer to be able to watch Tuesday, NXT, Wednesday, AEW. It has made a world of difference and joy. Oh, my God, I got 4 hours of wrestling. Try to get in 3 hours and then do a show. But very happy. I hope the ratings keep increasing for both. I don't know if they'll plateau. I'll be interested to see what AEW, you can tell I'm old, AEW does in the ratings this week. Also this week, it was the anniversary of the day they did all the releases last year when everything was shut down, WWE. They had a bunch of releases, and some of them make absolutely no sense at all. Let's go for a couple of them that do make sense. Bo Dallas hadn't done much. Chelsea Green couldn't stay healthy. Mojo Riley is just what he is. But the ones that kind of blew my mind were first Mickey J, who was an unbelievably talented wrestler. They had nothing for her. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand with the creative process in WWE. And this is my only question on that. Just because you don't have anything for them, why can't you just let them go out and wrestle? You know, you don't have to have a huge build. You could actually gain something from letting people go out and wrestle and build from that. Why don't you just let them wrestle? They're talented. Everything doesn't have to have a story. To me, this is my personal opinion. Not everything needs to have a storyline. Some things do need a storyline. Some needs build. Sometimes it's good just to watch good wrestling. Put Mickey J against anybody. She'll make a great match of it. Then we had Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, the Iconics, both released. How the hell do you screw that up? I'm generally positive on my show. I don't want to be one of those wrestling shows where we're just negative on everything. But that was the other thing. They were over as a tag team, but you have – they seem to want their tag teams – they look like a tag team. They acted like a tag team. But they seem to want to have their tag teams not getting along. I do not understand that. But the Iconics are great. Both of them separately were great. Build off it. Like I said, you don't have to have a storyline. You need a character possibly. Don't need a storyline for everything. Let them go wrestle. Let them go do what they do. Maybe what hurt them is not having the crowd because they could get a reaction from a live crowd. And the last one was Samoa Joe. Now, there's a couple of my thoughts here. First, he was hurt. He had been hurt. And I don't know if he was cleared. Doesn't appear that he was cleared, but I don't know if he was cleared. Second thing, if he was cleared, why aren't you wrestling him? Second, when he's done with his wrestling, and I don't know how many years he's got more years behind him than he has in front of him. I understand that. But he's a great announcer. I really like this stuff. I really enjoyed him on the mic because he can talk. And, you know, somebody said, because he did those pre-interviews for WrestleMania, he still looks like he could kick everybody, I'm sorry, for NXT. Sorry. He still looks like he could kick everybody's ass in the roster. He's just a monster. And I'm not sure I never carried the title. But that's the thing. They need a storyline for everything. Let Joe go out and be a monster. Just go destroy crap. Send him after Bobby Lashley. You have a work, shoot, fight right there. There's just so many possibilities with Samoa Joe. And right now, you know, he had been teasing, and I don't think it's happening, with him and CM Punk, which would have been... I must talk too fast when I get on the mic. But he can do lots of stuff. I'd love to see him in New Japan in the G1. That would be fun. I'd love to see him against the Stone Pitbull. I think that would be great. That wouldn't be too nasty. Who wants to get in the way of those two? Now, like I said, I don't think he's got much more left. He might. This is maybe why he wants out. But, I mean, that was definitely shocking they released him. But he really hasn't said anything. And, of course, we'll hear something after the 90-day no-compete clause when that's finished. And the last couple of things, Newts is a word. I guess news is a word. News and notes. MLW is going to be on Vice TV. They've done the great documentaries on Dark Side of Wrestling. And they're going to be on Vice. And that should be really enjoyable. Another show. I mean, there's so much wrestling going on. Despite everything shut down, it was the one thing, and I'll tell you, sorry, because we're basically, at this point last year, we're right in the middle of this mess, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Wrestling was the only thing, as a sports fan as I am, and I consider wrestling a sport. Yes, I understand the pre... I understand the decision, you know, the results are predetermined, but I still consider it a sport. It gave me something to do. Didn't care how they did it. They did it. They pulled it off. It was awesome. But there's so much wrestling on now. It's great. It'll be very interesting when they open up. In fact, MLW says, they will start in July in front of crowds in Philly, I believe. I'm not sure the arena. It's a really small arena, it seems like. You know, there'll probably be some limits on tickets. I know that AWA, which for some reason I keep getting in my goddamn head, they're going to start touring in July, which means we get things going. That would be awesome. We're so close. We're so close. You know, crowds keep getting bigger. Maybe I need like a coffee before the show. But the problem is that I go to bed after it, so I don't need to be all wired to try to go to sleep and then teach the next day. All right. That's enough of me rambling. And I know the world lives for me talking a lot. And it is kind of, it's always interesting to do these shows because you're basically talking to yourself. Unless you get a caller, which is always nice if someone calls. Because the one caller I had a few weeks ago wanted to talk about his penis, and yeah, that was kind of weird. But I did hang up on him. So, NXT, since they're on Tuesday, they'll go first Sunday. Kyle O'Reilly returns. He's definitely going to push him. No sign of Adam Cole. Him and Grimes cut a pretty interesting promo at the beginning and challenged him for the main event at the end. Kyle O'Reilly is a dork, and I think he's going to be a fun dork to watch, but he's also unbelievable in the ring. What an interesting moment when you get that chance to do what you did against Finn Balor. And it does look like Uncle Kyle O'Reilly will be facing Killer Cross, or at least that's what it appears, the stare down before him and the Grimes match. But good promo. Then we went to L.A. Knight versus Dexter Lumis. L.A. Knight, I'm going to be interesting to see how long he stays on the NXT roster before they move him up. And I don't want to say main roster because I think NXT is perfect just the way you are. You're beautiful, honey, just the way you are. But L.A. Knight, when they get a full crowd, he is going to be fun to watch because his promos are great. He plays Dexter Lumis, and Dexter Lumis has the love affair, his new kind of girlfriend. Oops, let me turn the page here. I have soccer now going. That's great, Chamberlain. Just great, Chamberlain. If you knew all the fun technical stuff that was going on behind the scenes, and there's a lot of that. It's me trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. But like I said, Dexter Lumis, L.A. Knight, L.A., you know, the distraction from, oh, my God, why can't I think of her name right now? I'm doing great, guys. Ah, there we go. There we go. Indy Harwell. Hartwell. That's been a storyline with The Way. But, you know, Lumis is now distracted, which is kind of interesting for a guy that doesn't blink. I don't know how he does that. I can't do that. Go stare at yourself in the mirror for, like, you know, 3-4 hours and see if you can blink. Not blink, but he just does a great job of not blinking. It's just, it's a gift. I don't know how you get that gift. I do remember watching him in a NWA, I forget what event, but it was interesting to listen to talk. He's got an interesting look. But anyways, great match, but LA Knight won the match, which is probably where they're headed with him going after one of the titles. He is a heel, obviously, because of his mouth, but great, I thought, very good match to get that going. Then Io Shirai did her little interview, and she was interrupted by Frankie. Io Shirai, there was a fight on cats and dogs, you know. Io Shirai is apparently a cat person. Frankie's apparently a dog person. I honestly, dogs are great. Cats are great. I personally don't want either animal in my house. I don't know. I just, something about pets. The only pet I want is butterflies and hummingbirds because they don't care. They get what they need and they fly away. Oh, that's just me. But anyways, Io Shirai is going after Gonzalez. Does seem like she's staying on NXT for a while, which I hope for a while because I've always enjoyed her. Then we had the... But, Io, I'm just... She just is just great. But Gonzalez, I liked what they've done with her. You had the Bizango versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. And the Grizzled Young Veterans won. It'll be interesting to see how long before they have a title on around their waist. But they've been in big matches. That'll be interesting because they keep losing the big title matches. I do not think they ever... No, they did have the NXT... Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. They did have the NXT UK titles, but they've lost in the finals of the Dusty Cup twice, if memory serves me right. And also, they just recently lost the tag team titles to MSK. So, tag team, I love the way they do the tag team division. And you've got to figure that MSK and the Grizzly Young Veterans will be in a takeover caliber match. Then we had The Way and Austin Aries, which has been interesting. He's kind of become the dork of the group for The Way. Both of them, it's interesting how they've got Indy Harlowell and Austin Theory, basically the kids of Johnny Gargano. I like how they've done it. In fact, Johnny Gargano, as a sleazy little turd, has been unbelievable. I like him better as a sleazy little turd. Now, the amazing thing with Johnny Gargano, and I'm going to wax poetically about the man, but he is awesome in both roles. When he was going after Ciampa and he was going after Adam Cole to win the title, he was fabulous. Just this underdog, baby, white meat, baby face. One of my favorite matches ever. And one day I should sit down and write up my favorite wrestling matches of all time. But the Adam Cole 2 out of 3 falls in Brooklyn takeover. Great match I've ever seen. The crowd was so electric for it. And he came in as the underdog, but the crowd wanted Adam Cole. By the end, the crowd was for Johnny Wrestling. And that does help that Adam Cole was in the match too, but it was a fabulous, fabulous match. Then we had Zoe Starks versus the Empress of the Sun, is what they call her, and she's the newest sensation from Japan. She's 25, and hopefully I'm saying the name correct. Saray, I think I am saying it correct, which is the first for me, but she looked good in that. And I like what they're doing with Zoe Stark. She did challenge her when she came into the ring. Regal allowed it, into the building, and Regal, he said, allowed it. Then after the Empress of the Sun, Shirai, lost, Tony Stark attacked Tony Storm, Zoe Starks. Zoe Starks has really come on to her own lately. I've enjoyed her work. The division, the NXT women's division right now is currently the best in the world. Hands down. Hands down. Gonzalez, you know, she did her little bit of challenging everybody. Still going to be wondering how Dakota Kai is going to fit in all this, because you know at some point she's going to put a knife right in the back. We had Kushida versus Kushida versus Ordy Larkin in a great match. Kushida is interesting that Kushida's going with no shoes now. I don't remember seeing that in Japan. Maybe a new look. But I know he's got a bit of an MMA background, so maybe that's where he's getting inspiration. But very enjoyable. Ordy Larkin is really underrated. Open challenge. I love the open challenges. I wish they'd do open challenges, legit open challenges, I'm hoping that the AWA goes back to that with the AWA goes back to that soon. And we had, of course, we had the main event, which is Kyle O'Reilly versus Cameron Grimes, straight to the moon. And Kyle O'Reilly won a good match, another good match. I mean, I was just a great matches. I just enjoy the cards. And then I'm done for Tuesday. I go right into my Padres, which is a nightmare as it is right now. Then we got AEW tonight with the main event of Jungle Boy and Darby Allin. We started with Adam Hangman Page, who faced Ricky Starks. Beat Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks did something to his ankle. I do not know what it is because, you know, the card just was over a couple hours ago. I had not seen any results from what had happened yet. But he definitely did something to his ankle because he lipped out later that night. But Adam Hangman Page got attacked by FTR and Hook. And Cage, Brian Cage, that beast, versus Adam Cole, not Adam Cole, oh my God, Adam Hangman Page. That'll be fun. I'm still not sure what they're going to do for the main event. I don't have an idea yet for the main event for Double or Nothing, the one that was supposed to be in Vegas, but they couldn't do it because of the pandemic, and they moved it, so hopefully next year we all get to go to Vegas and watch this damn thing, but I digress. But Brian Cage will be good. Also interesting, because I was watching the, I was watching the card, they talked about tickets. It's supposedly a one card match for Blood and Guts. That's the way they advertised it. I don't know how that's going to look. I did see what they, the little poster, they posted the poster on the TV. If that made sense. Most of it did. It looks like a legit War Games type, but we're supposed to find the rules out with a big debate next week. I'll be curious how they fit that all in, but you know MJF and Jericho will be rolling just ripping each other a new asshole in that one. And then we had Pentagon versus Trent. They're calling him Trent. He's got a question mark in his name, which I'm not sure exactly what that's all about. But Pentagon won with a little interference from his new manager. He has a new manager now, which is the announcer for AWA. Just kind of his mouthpiece, but he did get involved today, which I can't particularly. Alex Armez, something like that. Anyways, but it looks like Frankie Orange Cassidy will be facing Pentagon next week, which should be good. You had the AWA women's title, Kushida versus Tecate. Fabulous match. Beat the holy crap out of each other. They call it the witch's shot. I've never seen this move, or I've probably seen this move. I never knew that was the name of it, where Kushida drops Tecate on her back on the turnbuckle. How in the fuck she did get, excuse my language, how in the hell she did not get hurt, I will never know. But, and at the end, out came Dr. Baker, because that's who I think they're going to put the title on. Don't have a problem with it. I do would love to see Kushida at least get a chance to wrestle in front of a sold-out arena, because you talked about that in some of her promos. We had the Inner Circle and the Demo God doing their thing, which we talked about. We had John Moxley and Eddie Kingston, who might be my new favorite pairing in wrestling. They just seem to talk like a couple of boys hanging out on the street corner, attacked the vehicle that the Elite were in. And I just tell you, I could literally watch Moxley and Eddie Kingston just talk about whatever they were talking about. And, of course, the main event, Jungle Boy versus Darby Allin. Both very young, both kids still building, but Jungle Boy seems the one, not by accident, I'm assuming, seems the one they're really doing slowly, because he's not won a big match or a title yet. But great match. Dean got involved. Luchasaurus kind of brawled. We had no interference during the match, which I always appreciate. I just like to have wrestling matches. Occasionally you're going to have interference. You had Scorpio Sky versus Ethan Page. I'm not sure why these two are a pair. They attacked Allen and a Jungle Boy, and then the Murder Hawk Monster came and attacked, jumped in the ring, started the fight, and Sting came out and cleared the way at the end. But two really, really good cards. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap this up. I'm glad he had a chance to listen to what I was thinking and almost regurgitating it out on it. I will see you guys next week at the Wednesday at 9:00. Hopefully you'll have a chance to join me. And if you get a chance, please email me at American. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong show. BecauseWrestling8@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter. Message me if you'd like to be on the show. We'd like to help with the show. It's a very new show. This is David Chamberlain with Because Wrestling, hanging out in beautiful downtown Pacific Beach, and I will talk to you next week.